As most of you know, my job is not being an apologist for President Trump. When he's doing the right thing, I support him. The wrong thing, I oppose it. But overall, Trump's doing a great job compared to Kamala Harris. Now, the Dems keep saying, oh, they've got the Epstein files. These are files that have already been public, almost all of it. That's how I was able to predict there's nothing in there. So yesterday, it was that, ooh, Trump knew Epstein was going after Giuffre. Well, that's because he kicked Epstein out of Mar-a-Lago for going after Giuffre and called the police on him. That's how he first got arrested almost 20 years ago. But today, they released select files with headlines, Steve Bannon implicated. Steve Bannon met with him at least once. Steve Bannon emailed him. And then you read the emails, it's about, hey, we got to go after the private Federal Reserve head. Hey, I want to interview you for a TV show, which he did. That's what Steve Bannon does. These are absolute nothing burgers, but they run these deceptive headlines. They do it over and over again. So, again, they're the ones implicated. Larry Summers, Bill Gates, Bill Clinton, all of them. But they continue to try to blame Trump. The bigger question is, why is Trump then called the whole Epstein thing a hoax? He means it's a hoax that he's implicated. Not that the story doesn't exist. Trump's clarified that before, but he just goes back to, it's all a hoax, Democrat hoax. He means their attacks, their cherry picking, their manipulation. But this stuff being released by Congress is nothing burgers, because we knew it was nothing burgers, because Trump never abused underage girls. So here's the facts, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not defending Steve Bannon, though I admire Steve Bannon, I think he's a great guy. I already studied all this, I already knew all this. But the fact is, they're running very, very deceptive headlines, and now it's blown up in their stinking faces. They're the ones openly promoting pedophilia and targeting our children and sexualizing them. So we know who they are. It's my job, my guest job, and my journalist and crew's job to try to be as accurate as we can and cover what we believe is the most important issues, and to cover all the other side issues as well that tie into it. And a case point example of this is that I don't engage in hype. I cover a lot of bombshell stuff, which is interesting enough on its own. Even populist conservative talk show host this morning, as I tuned in a few shows and noticed it, this is a tactic. They said, oh, new Epstein stuff release coming up. Steve Bannon's in the files. And when you saw the corporate media headlines, it was he met with him at least once. And, oh, emails. And they don't tell you until five pages in what the emails are. And it's Steve Bannon coming to do a TV interview with him. That's what he does. And it's Steve Bannon saying, sending out mass emails to people, including him, saying we need to put pressure on Jerome Powell to get interest rates cut. And this is 9 years ago. 8 years ago. But see, I'm not going to say, ooh, coming up, Steve Bannon in the files. No, I'm not going to do that. And then anybody, ooh, Steve Bannon, he's in the files. And so, because you're in the files, it's, you know, you're screwing kids. No, it's just giant tranches of lawsuits and cases and emails, but that's how this innuendo works. And they're doing the same thing to Trump, and everything they've released exonerates him. Plus, we already know the backstory. I already knew all this stuff, but that's just one of the stories. Here's the deal. Everybody knows I just call like it is, balls and strikes. And I predicted, it wasn't hard to predict, what was in the so-called Epstein files that Congress in the last few months subpoenaed from the DOJ. And most of it's already been out and been public. And it's everything we already knew. And it all exonerates President Trump. But that's not the way the media is taking the headlines and spinning it. So my job is not to defend Trump when he's doing something that's not defendable. My job is to just analyze the facts. And Trump has zero connection to anything illegal with Epstein. Was the first guy that dropped a dime on him for his first conviction. We know the whole story up one side and down the other from Giuffre, that worked at Mar-a-Lago, the most famous victim that recently died. That, nope, Trump never did anything to her, never was with him alone, never any of that. And that's the emails they released with Epstein talking to Wolf, the anti-Trump writer. And he's like, nope, Trump wasn't involved? Nope. Trump was mad at me? Nope. Mar-a-Lago was mad they kicked me out, but, you know, he knew. Yeah, he knew I was, you know, targeting her. Well, yeah, that's why he kicked you out of the club. But they write the headline that, ooh, Epstein says Trump knew. Well, damn right, that's why I dropped a dime on him. And then, oh, in emails, they talk about going and looking at some real estate a couple times. That's already been out decades ago. They fought over properties they were buying. They're both in real estate. That's what Trump does. You see him like a thumb, you know, slobbering when he goes around and looks at construction sites in the White House and all. He just loves it. So that's what he does. He's a real estate magnate. Family business. So now the new thing, because again, they're like, oh, we're going to release it all. Oh, actually, drip, 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 drip. The best they've got is the stuff they've released. And now, ooh, Steve Bannon's in there. And I know, you know, the Epstein thing up one side and down the other, backwards and forwards, so I already knew what it would be when I read it. He had at least one meeting with him in New York. Yeah, for a TV interview. That's what he does. Oh, Steve Bannon, he was in emails with him. And he's like, hey, can you put pressure, get any of your buddies to help get rid of Powell? We really need to cut interest rates. I've never had a communication with Steve Bannon, and I've had him for many, 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 many years. It isn't just, we need to take action on this. We need to take action on that. Everybody, you know, to help do this. I mean, that's just it, what you see on air is what you get behind the scenes. 18 hours a day, just like me, running around fighting the globalists. That's it. And but, yo, the headlines, ooh, met with him, ooh, emails. And you read them, got them right here. And it's, hey, you got to put pressure on everybody you know. We really got to get rid of Powell. That was 8 years ago. Well, imagine the White House chief of staff trying to mobilize powerful people to get rid of the Federal Reserve head. And it's like, oh, shocking revelations. Oh, my goodness. And you read, it is nothing burger on top of nothing burger on top of nothing burger. But what is not a nothing burger, because I call balls and strikes, is Trump coming in and many public statements, another one on True Social yesterday, saying the Epstein thing is a hoax, a distraction from the Democrats and the shutdown and all their corruption, which is true. They're doing this as a distraction, but it's not true that the Epstein whole thing is a hoax. You dropping a dime on Epstein, Trump, is not a hoax. All these other big billionaires, mainly Democrats, and Bill Gates, and the head of Harvard, Larry Summers, all of them, and the Mossad head, Barack, Ehud, Barack, all of it's real. And so Trump, a few times after we put some pressure on him nicely, I'm not going to get into the behind the story, but Roger Stone went and stayed at the White House, sat on the White House for 8 days. And, you know, as Trump came out and said, listen, I'm the guy that dropped the dime on him. Listen, I'm the, yeah, I'm not saying the whole thing's a hoax. I'm saying the Democrats trying to check me to it is a hoax. But then he's right back to where he was. Note to Trump, stop saying the whole Epstein thing's a hoax. Remember what it got explained to you? How you were the one who exposed it and all that? It's on record. Remember, I know you don't care. It's a distraction for you. But remember, Roger came and met with you and was like, you went out and people went, oh, yeah, because it was true. So the Democrats are disgorging all of this stuff. And this is all they got. A bunch of innuendo. A bunch of distractions. And I don't want to spend all day on Epstein, but I want to put a bookend on it with this. This disaster of Pam Bondi saying we're releasing the whole file, and they release old information with the stupid binders. Then they go raid the New York offices of, you know, Comey's daughter, Southern District of New York, and they get the files, and it's all just the stuff they left in there, cherry-picked,
And there's nothing bad in there. But it doesn't matter. They're still going to spend it. And then not releasing it. Because Trump was informed that they just left innuendo in there about him and his wife and people. That was a terrible response. And then having the deer in the headlights interview 6 months ago with Bongino and Patel saying, oh, no, actually Epstein killed himself. Who's telling him to go out and do that? Whoever the PR people are at the FBI, we know who they are, they're Democrat holdovers, are setting you up. They're telling you, we're the experts in PR, go out and do this. Anybody with half a brain could tell you those are disastrous advice you're being given. It was Carl Serafin 6 months ago said, no, or longer, they're being set up. They're being given bad advice. Here's who's doing it. And they are. And so the people giving Trump the advice to say and do the things he's doing are the bad guys. Now, here's the final point on this. I'm going to move on. The head of the CIA, Ratcliffe, came to Trump when he was president-elect. They knew he was going to be the head of the CIA coming up. Former head of national intelligence. Gabbard's job now. And said, no, the CIA is involved with Epstein, money laundering, all sorts of clandestine operations. The young girls was just a side hustle. Mossad heavily involved. MI6 heavily involved. The King of England's brother, all of them involved. We can use this as leverage. Plus, you know, it's old. Statute of limitations, all this stuff. We suggest you just deep six this. And so Trump made the decision to then move on from a bigger fish to fry and said that. He goes, we got a lot of bigger problems to deal with. This is old news. Most of it's Democrat disinfo because that's what it was. You're seeing it now, what they're releasing. There's nothing, just the way they spin it. But he still obliquely joined the cover-up then. You know, not directly. I don't think they sat around in a room and said, well, I'm going to be involved in a cover-up. No, it's just like, yeah, this is a bunch of crap. It's a big mess. Move on. Same thing he said in public. I know Trump well. That's what happened here. But with the public, it put a big, giant chink in your armor. Barring a miracle in the courts, InfoWars should be shut down somewhere close to January 1st. But that's just a website. It's just these studios. The InfoWar belongs to the people of America and the world. The population doing their own research, getting involved with the community, and studying what the globalists are doing, exposing them and resisting them. And we've come from basically 1% of the population knowing what was happening 31 years ago when I got involved in the fight, to close to half of the people, not just in America, but around the world, being incredibly awake and engaged and informed. And so that's so exciting. And we have fought so hard together, that's why we've been targeted, because the globalists want to take us off the air so that we can't continue to tell the truth. But this operation is just one manifestation of the InfoWars. So I want to thank all of you over the decades. InfoWars has been around 28 years for not just supporting the InfoWar, but being the InfoWar. Now, that said, the legendary shopping cart, InfoWarsStore.com, with all the great products that kept us on the air through all those fights, it's still up and operating. Everything is still being shipped out within a day or two of your orders coming in. And two of our fan favorites are available for the last time at InfoWarsStore.com. These just came in, brand new, fresh, Ultimate Fish Oil, the three certified best types of fish oil that do such incredible things for your body. Last up to 18 to 24 months, so you can also save it if you need to. And again, it is documented to be so good for your mind, your cardiovascular system, your immune system, and so much more. Fish oil, period, is great. Ours is the highest grade because it's been cold pressed, meaning it wasn't heated up or boiled. It wasn't homogenized. So you get the full effect. That is back in stock for a limited time for 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. It's been out now for 8 years. Hard to believe that. When we first did this with a top manufacturer, no one else had ever done it. We went to them, we said, what's the strongest turmeric concentrate on the market? And they said about 75%, and we put it out. That's what we'd gone to them. We said, well, how high can you go? They said 95% curcuminoid. That's what is the thing that does the great effects of anti-inflammatory, overall health, immune system, you name it, in turmeric.
They explained, listen, you don't need to go that high. Just raw tumor capsules are 4%, and people get amazing, amazing responses from it. 75 is just over the top. I said, no, go 95%. Now the industry all over the place has gone to 95% your humanoid. So we are continuing to trailblaze and be leaders in this. So it is your last chance to get Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com, the legendary site and the legendary fight. Thank you so much for your support. Now stock up while you can on Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Fish Oil.